A new sculpture has been added to downtown Rochester, a bronze bust of the legendary singer and actor William Warfield, who grew up in Rochester and graduated from the Eastman School of Music. WXXI's Mona Segatola-Slamy has more in a story produced with Jeff Spivak.
Even more than his name, William Warfield's voice is known throughout the world.
Oh, man, river.
Warfield grew up in Rochester in the 1920s and 30s. By the time he graduated from the Eastman School of Music, he was serving in the U.S. Army during the Second World War. He rose to fame in TV and movies, as well as on stage and in recordings, even as segregation kept him from some opportunities, both in the Army and as an opera singer. Warfield's strength and resolve to make his musical mark despite these obstacles that spoke to artist Sean Dunwoody, who designed the bust that has just been installed near the Eastman School in downtown Rochester.
He still stuck to his heart and what he wanted to do, and so when I looked at him, I saw that determination and focus, and that's what I tried to draw from.
This new artwork was a collaboration that included the City of Rochester, the Eastman School of Music, and RIT, where the bronze casting was overseen by Elizabeth Cronfield. William Warfield's nephew, Thomas Warfield, is also a performing artist and a champion of his uncle's legacy, including through the William Warfield Scholarship Fund, which supports young African-American singers studying classical music. They're also a partner in this project.
He was a very, very giving, caring human being, an extraordinary musician. You know, he was just, his musicianship, his musicality, his phrasing, especially of German Lieder, is just almost unparalleled, really.
Thomas also remembers his uncle's wry sense of humor, which Dunwoody says you may see in the bronze bust installed now in the Miller Center courtyard near the Eastman School.
And also giving a little bit of a smirk that regardless of how you may treat me, I still persevere and I still stand tall.
I'm Mona Segatola-Slamy, WXXI News.